I'm Dana Kaplan, Executive Director at Outright Vermont. Supportive adults have the power to transform the lives of LGBTQ plus youth. Listen to Addison, a local healthcare provider and advocate for young people.
As a child, I didn't have a lot of people to look up to who were queer. Now that I'm an adult and I work in healthcare, one of the really important things for me is making sure that patients have an advocate for themselves, someone who understands their side and helps other healthcare workers understand how it's respectful to ask about pronouns, understand their situation, and be an advocate for them.
Visit outrightvt.org to get connected and learn how you can build a Vermont where all LGBTQ plus youth have hope, equity, and power.
Good morning, good morning. It is 9 a.m. this Sunday morning, May 24th. I'm your host, Gigi, and this is Twilight FM. I'm back. I've been away. Last weekend, after 8 months, just graduated from an amazing yoga teacher training over at Laughing River Yoga. It was so fun. Made some lifelong friends, I feel like. It was a beautiful day. It was a great day. It was a sunny day. It was a hot day. Great food. We had a talent show. So many talented people. So many musicians and ceramicists. And like other really cool talents that came out that day. It was a beautiful day. Really enjoyed it. But that's what's been taking some of my Sundays away. And sometimes I would come in early before I would go to class, or I would be like, I'm just going to go to class. So I'm back 9 to noon on Sundays all through the summer. And I'm super excited about it. Hope you all have been well. It's a little rainy out. In fact, since we're here at the top, I may just give us a little weather report while we're at it. Today is the marathon, so if you're trying to travel in town here in Burlington, it may be a little difficult, I think, until about 1. So a lot of the roads are blocked off for the runners, and it should be a good race. It's a little, again, rainy, so good luck to the runners out there today. Hope they have fun and hopefully don't catch a cold, but I think it should be fine. The weather outside isn't too bad, at least I don't think so. Where I'm from, back in Georgia, this is that spring summer crossover, that very like April showers kind of vibe. So to me, this is fantastic. I like the rain. I've been loving hearing the thunder too. I like a good thunderstorm. I know that's not everyone's cup of tea, but it is mine. It's 51 degrees Fahrenheit, 11 degrees Celsius. A little overcast here, according to the National Weather Service. So yeah, it feels like a good day to be inside the house, having a little like cozy cuddle kind of afternoon. This is when I like wish I had a screen porch with a nice like hammock or like kind of like day bed vibe. I'd just be out there under blankets just having a nice like warm coffee or hot cocoa and just like enjoy hearing the rain, take some naps. It's also a 3-day weekend, so I hope a lot of you are getting to celebrate not going to work tomorrow morning. I know I am. Hopefully it's a sunny day tomorrow. But yeah, I'm like feeling really easy. I woke up this morning and was like, oh wait, oh no, it's Sunday. And we have tomorrow off. Very exciting, very exciting. Love a good 3-day weekend. All right. I am going to come in sometime later in the show with some info about things to do around the state. There's some cool shows coming this summer. There's some cool shows coming up soon. Jazz Fest is around the corner. The kids are almost out of school, so a lot of camps are getting ready. Yeah, it's that wonderful.